Okay, and like, how did Mary Jane? Okay, wow. Oof. How did she know when, like, he was upside down? How did she know where to pull the mask down to kiss him upside down like
yeah,
that? You ever wondered that?
It was all attached.
Yeah.
What if she was like? Because in real life, she'd be like, "Wait, where's
that's
the bottom
what I'm
of
saying.
The thing?" It would not have been that cute.
No. Fucking movies, man.
It would not have been that cute. It would have been sloppy as hell.
Mm-hmm. Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Big Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori and Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove. Alright, we gotta get into this. We gotta get into the meat.
Alright, so I'm gonna start out with one question. Ready?
Alright.
I have here 5 breads.
Oh.
And I want you to rank best to worst bread.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. So, I need to put this. It's like.
It's fine. If you guys haven't picked up on this by now, we are like a podcast with essentially ASMR.
Yes.
Throughout the whole thing. So I really hope you guys enjoy that. And if you ever want us to make a channel where we do that, we'd be really good at it. So let us know.
Okay.
I was watching people do that shit with seafood the other day, and I was like, I'm gonna puke, though. This is, like, anything
so
but
gross,
seafood.
But it's good, because it's like...
No, they were dipping it in nacho cheese. This guy took a whole crab leg in his mouth, like, the whole meat. I was like, whoa!
Big bleed.
What are you advertising right now?
Okay. Croissant.
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 Sourdough.
Oh.
Hawaiian roll. Loaf bread, just like white loaf bread, and bagel. You gotta do like bestly. They're all right, right there. All right. But like those 5. Like what do you got?
Okay. Loaf bread, 100% bottom of the barrel. That's number 5. It's probably below number 5 in my actual book if I started looking at other stuff. But that's for sure number 5 or below. These are like the loaf bread, the croissant, and the sourdough, they're like freshly made.
They're fresh. Everything's fresh, everything's warm. Just like what it is in general, you know, like just.
Alright, well, Hawaiian roll comes in like a package. Although they are really good. Mm. They're so good. I could eat like a whole 12 pack by myself. Mm-hmm. It's a problem.
Pretty quickly.
Makes me wonder what's in them. All right, so let's see. Okay, I'm gonna put croissant at number 1 because it's just like buttery, flaky goodness, and it's like got kind of like a crispity texture whenever you eat it, but also it gets like really. Like, it's got all that butter in it. So, like, when you start to chew it up, it just gets, like, all melty.
It flakes. Croissant's is definitely number 1.
Croissant is number 1, hands down. let's see. Okay. Loaf bread's still at the fucking bottom.
That's where I agree.
Yeah, out of here. Yeah. Okay.
Well.
I like bagels. This is a hard one between the bagel and the Hawaiian roll because I feel like they're fighting for third right now.
Bagels are mid as fuck. I'm sorry. I like bagels.
Like, if
not
it's just
like,
okay, so if we're eating this plain.
Any bagel though, like
if we're eating this plain, then 100% it's croissant, sourdough, Hawaiian roll, bagel, then loaf bread. That's my vote. Because
say it again.
Croissant, sourdough. Mm. Hawaiian roll, bagel, loaf bread. Because if we're eating this all dry, okay, croissant is the wettest of the breads.
For sure, and it's flaky. So, like, croissant, it pulls apart the way it pulls apart, too.
So good.
But I think bagels might actually be at the bottom for me. Just from the sheer, like, at least, like, loaf bread, like, you could do so much with it. But like a bagel, I just don't like how thick the bread is. The bread's so thick.
Do you just feel like you're just chewing forever?
Yeah, and it's just so compact. You know what I mean? Like, the bread is also, there's no air in that shit, you know? Like,
well, you'd be surprised you find a bubble now and then.
Yeah,
you
but got it's, some cream cheese, it's just you open, stick though. It down in there. Yeah, I think bagels might be at the bottom for me.
Right.
I think it'll go croissant.
Okay.
Sourdough for sure. Sourdough's just...
And that's a bread we love to chew.
You
but,
don't even... Yeah, exactly.
But it's moist on the inside, especially if somebody brought you a loaf, and it's in that nice, like, round shape.
And it's always
shape.
Crunchy on the outside, too. Mm. Like, it's got the good crunch.
It's so good.
So, croissant, sourdough, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Hawaiian roll's better than bagels and loaf bread.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, okay, give me your order again.
I think Hawaiian roll and then loaf bread and bagel.
And then bagel.
Yeah. So, croissant.
Sourdough.
Sourdough. Hawaiian roll.
Yeah.
Loaf bread.
Loaf bread.
Bagel.
Then the bagel.
And yours was just, like, bagel loaf bread, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you got to eat them plain.
Bagel.
Like, you almost got to put them, yeah, like, in the moist to the driest.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And also, like, I don't really care for just regular white loaf bread.
I still feel like it's better than a bagel, though. Like, a bagel is
you gotta eat it dry, but I'm not eating either one of them dry. Just saying. Like, I will not do it.
Mm-mm.
Can't make me.
Even if you just put honey.
Yeah.
Ella eats that every morning. She eats a bagel with just honey on it. That's all she wants on it is honey.
Mm.
That's what she eats for breakfast with fruit.
That's good.
Every morning, that's what she asks for.
I used to do, like, either butter cinnamon and honey or peanut butter cinnamon and honey when I was a kid. Because, you know, I had that weird thing that I told you about. I'd go hide.
Yeah, you did.
I'd go hide in the closet and my mom would find me.
Yes, right.
I'd have a cup, peanut butter, honey, cinnamon. Be, like, hiding in the closet under her clothes. She thought she lost me. I was sneaking around eating stuff.
That's hilarious. You were that kid that hides, like, in the clothes rack in the store.
Yeah.
And, like, your mom, like, freaks out and gets ill.
I don't feel like she ever freaked out that much, you know? I wasn't gone long. Yeah. I'd pop in and out.
Okay.
You know, like, boop. You know?
Yeah.
I thought I had something going on.
I was always scared my mom would beat the shit out of me. I'm just going to dip in here with a blanket. It's going to be like, boop.
We're back.
We're back.
With a blanket. Sup?
That was cold. It's because I was drinking that cold drink.
Mm-hmm.
And my hair's wet. Look at my gooseies.
You are. Got some goosebumps. It's cold.
All right. Okay. Do you have a funny question?
I got a good question. Okay. I got a good. It's a. it's a superhero question. I love those questions.
Yeah,
I think
like
they're always
questions.
So good. Okay, so if you were Spider-Man, all right, but you got to pick like which version you got to be, like only in one department. Don't get ahead of yourself. I know what you're thinking. Because there's a bunch of them. You're like, not Toby.
Yeah. Not Toby.
All right. Toby.
Not in any fucking universe ever.
He's too weepy. I've seen him too. He's too weepy on the internet. But the one where they came back was good. And it's all three of them. But whatever. I like multiverse stuff. Okay. Anyway. So, you're Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to be the Spider-Man that had, like, the mechanical web shooter? Or, like, would you want it to be organically, like, comes out of your skin?
Definitely that one.
The organic one?
Yeah. I want it, like, in my veins. So, but.
But?
Do you have, like, an orifice that always stays open?
I don't know. These are questions that I have as well. Like,
do you have, like,
Does it automatically cut it? Like, or do you get stuck all the time?
Yeah. Do you have, like, a nostril?
Do you know when you're going to run out? Probably.
Spiders never run out, though. Real spiders don't ever run out of
web.
They
don't?
Well, then
it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, because it's not like it's, like, pre-made, like, like it's like in their intestines or some shit, and they just like shit it out everywhere. You know, I don't think it works like that.
I mean, it does come out of their butt.
Yeah, but I think they like make it like. I don't even know. I would have to depend on like. I think I would have to know more about how it comes out of the spider.
It comes out of their butt. What more do you need to know?
I know, but it's like a hole then. Like, it's not out of the same hole they, like, shit out of.
You think spiders poop?
They have to.
What if their web is, like, just a part of their poop?
Is it?
I don't know.
If there wasn't, like, an orifice that would, like... Because if there's an orifice, you have to worry about keeping it clean and, like...
What if you never pooped again, though?
But it's coming out of your arm. You're not like shooting it out of your ass.
Well,
like, if I had to be a spider and I had to come out of my butt, then, like...
Absolutely not. No, you would absolutely get a mechanical one.
Right. I would want it to be mechanical.
I know, but Toby didn't get to choose. This is like an alternate, like, we get to choose type situation.
Did it just come out of his hands?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, remember because he was like shooting it everywhere on accident at first. Oh,
and they never even explained what it came out of.
I was like, like he went through like puberty.
Just spraying everywhere. It's like, God, I can't make it stop. Oh, God, help. No, for real, like, if there was like two extra orifices and they were here on my wrists... That would be a lot to take care of, I feel like.
But they're in a good, take care of a place.
This also gets everywhere, though. Imagine, like, you're trying to do jujitsu and you're getting, like, sweat in that shit.
Oh. You think it would get, like, infected all the time?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Like, an infection hole?
Yeah.
You just put KT tape over
it. And what if you got, like...
You can get allergic to KT tape after a while.
Yeah, what if you got, like, mastitis, but in your web shooters?
Help me. What does that mean?
Like, it's like an infection in, like, a duct. Like, a milk duct specifically. But, like...
Whoa.
But, like, in your...
Spider shooters are, like, spider milk ducts. Shooter.
Yeah, that's what it would have to be.
That's... I can't even wrap my brain around that. That's too much.
That's how I feel like it would be. It would be, like, similar to a milk duct. Because you can shoot, like, the milk. I feel like it'd be like that. But when you go like this, like the muscle, these muscles like squeeze the web out.
Ooh.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. A lot of choices to be made here.
If I feel like I could keep away from getting like infections and stuff, then I think it would be more convenient to have as much as you want on tap.
Yes.
Once again, it's like boob milk versus bottle milk. You gotta get up, you gotta make the bottle, you gotta clean the bottle, you gotta make the web, you gotta put it into your suit, you know? In the suit, or...
Bro, fuck the whole suit.
Or it's just
suit.
On the tap. Psh, psh, tap.
Like, how does he even get in that suit? He's always just wearing the suit.
I know. Like, they what do you have bro. Some super magical huevos powder? To keep from getting chafed in that tight-ass suit?
Bro, you'd have to, or, like, some... They make, like, those deodorant sticks that you, like... Yeah, like, because of the chafing.
Plus, he had some of those underwear that, like, separate.
Okay, and, like, how did Mary Jane... Okay, wow, oof. How did she know when, like, he was upside down? How did she know where to pull the mask down to kiss him upside down like that?
Yeah, you ever wondered that? What if it was all attached?
Yeah, like... What are those, like, green and pink suits people wear sometimes?
What if she was like... Because in real life, she'd be like, wait, where's
that's
the bottom
what I'm
of
saying.
The thing? It would not have been that cute.
No. Fucking movies, man.
It would not have been that cute. It would have been sloppy as hell.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Did you see that she doesn't want to go by Emma anymore? Emma Stone?
What do you mean?
I know she was in one. She doesn't want to go by Emma anymore. She wants to go by Emily.
But what's her name?
I think it's Emily.
Why would they call her Emma then?
I don't know.
That's a totally different name.
I just saw it the other day when I was scrolling
through. That's not like a cute nickname. That's a different name.
And people are like, she's still being like portrayed as like Emma, like in all the media things. Like they're not calling her Emily, even though she keeps like repeatedly asking to be called Emily. I thought it was really strange because I'm like, wow. If she would have just been like, I'm a boy now, it would have been like instant switch. Oh, we're not even gonna go down that rabbit hole, just saying, like, it would have been instant. But that's the fact that she just wants to,
I get irritated when people try to give like Elodie nicknames.
Yeah, you're like, I named like her this.
Elle, or my mother tried to call her Ellie, and I'm like, no, once again,
that's a whole ass different name.
That's a totally different name, and her name is so cute. Why do you want to nickname her something that's not her name? I went through all this trouble to name this child. You're going to change it? For what? So it's cute? It's already cute.
It's already cute. Yeah. And she's, one day she won't be three, you know? She'll be...
I know.
Like, old, and she needs, like, an older person
Sometimes
name.
I'll call her E. Like, I'll put her in a text or something, so yeah. I don't have to type the whole name out. But to me, it's the same thing as typing, like, T-Y for thank you, or, like, O-T-W, you
know? Yeah.
But I don't call her E. Like, I won't be like, come here, E. You know what I mean? I'll be like, come
here. Yeah.
I don't know. Nicknames irritate me. Somebody at work tried to say the other day, they're like, what's your name? I was like, Jaden. And they're like, okay, cool, Jade. Can I call you Jade? And I was like, don't ever call me that.
I feel that way in some ways.
That's literally not my name.
So my full name is Victoria, but I go by Tori.
But that's different. You like that, right?
Yeah, but if somebody called me Vicky, I would slap them so hard. Like, oh, we had like a couple old ladies.
Sounds like a trucker girlfriend though,
bro. At church. Like a couple old ladies at church named Vicky. And then you gotta like call them like Miss Vicky because it's like they're older. You know what I mean?
Vicky.
And then somebody at church one time tried to call me Vicky and I was like, do not call me that. That is an old lady name. First off.
Sounds like the wife of a truck driver. Like
really? Vicky? Now that I'm older, it has a different ring to it.
I would never name
But at the time,
Vicky.
I was just like...
Think about naming your child. I just don't understand these parents that like birth these beautiful children and then they're like... Vicky. You know, they're like... Deborah.
Speaking of names, okay, and yeah. I'm going to have to change them, but just in case people hear this. But I could get the gist going. I have a story to tell y'all.
Oh.
All right. Hold on. I got to change my whole position. My little back is locking up.
Ugh. Your little back's been hurting today, hasn't
it? It has. It's been giving me trouble.
Oh, you said you didn't sleep good.
Yeah. And, you know, just 31 just be hitting different some days. So.
Tootie.
As you guys know. I work at a salon.
Yeah.
So last Saturday, I go to the salon, and a sacrificial offering.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, baby.
Bow lower. I'm just kidding.
Thanks, baby.
Y'all are so cute. So last Saturday, I'm at the salon. I have a bunch of girls that I'm like kind of mentoring right now, essentially.
You said that like grew girls.
Girls.
You said it with an O.
Got a bunch of girls.
I have a bunch of girls.
Got a bunch of girls and I'm mentoring them at the salon.
That was funny.
Girls. So
instead of just girls. Like that.
Girls. Yeah.
Girls.
Well, technically they're women. They're young. So I got a bunch of young women that I'm mentoring and essentially in hair, right? I'm trying to like get them up to speed on a bunch of things, run them through some drills and some of them are starting to take people and I'm just helping them with like everything. So I have a girl, she's kind of starting to come into the salon now, but she also was working at it like another place, but the other place wasn't really like helping her very much. and so she has this situation. She does this girl's hair. Some things happen because she was trying to like do kind of like a corrective type situation, I guess. And so she comes in Friday and she's upset about it. And she's like, it just didn't go the way that she wanted. So I'm like, all right. We talked to the girl. She's going to come in Saturday and she's going to, you know, like kind of like touch everything back up and like fix it because these people are going on a trip.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just a situation where like she wanted low lights and it's just hard because once you get it so blonde, trying to put low lights back in there and then just with her being newer, like she didn't know like how to
it was a lot.
Go about
she
doing
got,
that.
Like, over
and sometimes too, like, I mean, I'm not saying as a hairstylist you shouldn't listen to the client. You should hear everything that they say, but then make like a professional decision. And a lot of times you just feel like you, like if people say low lights, then you're like, well, they want low lights, but they could want a root tap, a root smudge, just dimension. They could want any kind of a number of things, but like you kind of have to ask a lot of questions and figure that out. Mm-hmm. So, but she's newer, so you don't know this kind of stuff till you've been in the industry, I feel like, for like a handful of years. Like, you'll be not asking enough questions because you don't want people to feel like, you know, 21 questions.
Right.
Anyway, so the girl comes in and let's see. So let's say the stylist's name is Beth. Okay, the chick's name who's getting her hair fixed, let's say her name is Raven. And then we're going to say, so she brings her sister in.
Which one?
Here, I'm going to type it out because I'm like, you need to know that. You need to know these names, but I cannot say these names, but I will make up a name.
Is that her real name?
That's her real name. Those are real names. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, so silence.
Oh, I thought that was the nickname.
All right. So I've showed you the names.
You gotta retell me this story like for with
regular. I know. So okay. So we've got, so Beth is doing Raven's hair and she brings her sister Cardamom. Okay. Cause it's a ridiculous name, you guys.
So Cardamom and who are sisters?
Cardamom and Raven.
Cardamom and Raven are sisters.
Yeah.
Raven is doing Beth's hair. They're unrelated.
Beth is doing Raven's hair. So Beth works for me, with me. She's doing Raven's hair. And her little sister is
Cardamom.
Okay.
I got you.
All right.
This might be confusing.
It's okay. Just take it in. Just take it in. Okay, so, and this is, like, just a little peep into just how kind of wild Atlanta is sometimes. And I forget because I'm not from here. Like, I'm originally from lower Alabama. You're from
Mississippi.
So, like, things just get down differently when you live in these small places. And then you come to a place like this. So, to get this story back on track. So, Beth is doing Raven's hair. And I'm doing my clients and going kind of back and forth, just making sure everything's on track because I've given her directions. And so I catch like bits of things that they're kind of talking about back and forth, just as I'm kind of going like from these different areas in the salon. So she's talking about like this chick that is essentially like kind of causing some drama. And she was like, I don't know why she's, like, trying to suck me into it. It's not my fault that she's sleeping with two dudes. Not my problem. So, like, why does she keep making it my problem? You know what I mean? So, I keep hearing, like, little tidbits of, like, the stylist going back and forth with Raven. And I'm like, oh.
The Raven?
Interesting.
Beth. Know each other previously?
They do. They're like personally? They do. They're like friends in a way.
Okay,
I don't know the context of their friendship.
But they were strangers.
But I thought they were like the same age too. So, which it was not. I'll tell you more about that in a second. So, weird story. That happens in the salon all the time, though. You hear all kinds of, like, weird dirt, always.
Oh,
like, people
yeah.
just come in and just unload trauma Dumb. And all kinds of stuff. And you Therapy. Just, you know, try to make people feel good and they go on their way, whatever. So, I catch bits and pieces of this. And then, at some point, she's like, oh, no, I think she's gonna come up here. And I was like, huh.
The girl that's mad at
The girl.
Raven.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's call her Amy because she'd be like Amy Schumer and she's like a train wreck. So, yeah. So she's like, yeah, I think Amy might come up here. And I was like,
No. You're just getting
like,
your hair done.
I was like, tell her not to come here. Like, you yeah, already got Cardamom here.
Yeah, y'all go meet in the parking lot. What the hell?
Yeah, this is a small space. We don't need all these people in here.
We don't need y'all coming in here busting everything
And
up.
Literally, she was so chill, too. So it was like, But sometimes chill people have really dramatic friends, because especially when you're younger. So turns out, homegirl is like 17. I thought she was like 22, because I'm like, how are these friends?
The chair, right?
Yes, Raven. She's like 17. Been like the night before was drinking at Amy's house with her boyfriend. Like, not with her boyfriend, but like all of them together. Yeah, Raven seems pretty low key. She's just trying to do, I guess, normal-ish teenager stuff. So they're there at their house. And then Amy and her boyfriend start pulling out, let's see, how do I say this correctly to not talk about any drugs? Let's see. They pull out some nose candy, okay? 17. That's crazy. And so they start.
They brought up that powdered sugar, boy.
They did. They were addicted to that confectioner's delight.
What the fuck, already?
Yeah, yeah.
At
17. To me, that's crazy, because, like,
I don't know. I'm about to turn 23, and I still, I've never seen it in
Bro, me neither.
Life.
I don't, like, mess with any of that. So I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. And she was like, yeah, she got super mad at me because Amy wanted to drive me home, but she was all sugared up.
No.
And so I drove myself home. Turns out she actually was pretty drunk, drove herself home. 17.
Call it over.
I don't understand.
If you're that messed up, call your mom and dad. I'm sorry.
I know.
Just get in trouble. Dude.
Don't die. I know. So I'm hearing the story.
Especially, like, if my kid called me and was like, look, I did drink a little bit, but these other kids have some powdered sugar. I feel uncomfortable. I don't have a way home.
Bail me
out,
Mom.
I'm in trouble. Yeah. I would just take the punishment. You know, I say that. That's 23-year-old me talking. 17-year-old me probably would have just tried to drive home.
Have you ever seen
that? It's so dumb. You could just die.
What's that movie with what's that comedian's name? Steve something? He's got
Carell?
No. He's got white hair. It's completely white. You might not know. There's a movie with him and Queen Latifah, and she essentially ends up being like a house nanny or something. And the daughter calls her, and she shows up, and she's like, "Who done it?" You know, because she got in a room, and she was uncomfortable, and the boy was trying to make moves, and she hangs him by his ankles off the roof. She was like, "Say you're sorry."
She's like, "Bitch slap whoever."
I was like, "Yeah, that's how I would be too." And then when she got home, she was like talking to the dad, and she's like, "Look, she's gonna tell you what happened, but you can't get mad. No matter what, the situation's resolved. She called us, and he's there, and she's like trying to tell him all the steps, and he's just like, and then he goes in his room, and he's like screaming in a pillow, and I was like, but that's good. That's what a good dad would do.
Anyway. At least they're being honest. If you make a mistake, you make a mistake. But like, if you know it was a mistake bad enough that you're like telling me, as a parent, that you know it was a mistake and you almost got in trouble, it sounds like you learned your lesson.
I'm saying.
I mean, you know, like, I don't think you need anything extra on top of that. Like, you're obviously not going to do it again.
No, I'm scared. Well, I hope not. I don't know. These teenagers out here, y'all be learning slow. Listen. So, Amy shows up.
At the salon.
Yes. So, okay. And it was like, I'm explaining this like it's really low key. So this was like a color correction situation.
It was a lot.
This girl got here. It was way more intense than I thought it was about to be. So, you know, first thing I asked her was, like, do you have to leave by a certain time today? That is an important question on a Saturday to somebody like young. You know what I mean? So I asked.
And who's getting a lot done.
And she said 5. So I was like, okay, we got, like, it was like 1:30. So I was like, all right,
we can do that.
Not a ton of time for what we got going on, but it's enough to get it going. To where she'll look good whenever she leaves, you know, better. So, Cardamom, somewhere in the middle of that, is just like, we have to leave by 3. And I was like,
No.
Yo, it's like 2:15. There's no way she's leaving here, like, not looking a hot mess. Yeah. Like, just being honest, because
yeah,
I'm always honest. That's kind of my brand. So, I was like, Cardamom, there's no way she's making it out of here.
Cardamom.
Before 3 o'clock. Like, I'm like, were you here when I asked the questions about the time? Mm-hmm. We all said 5, and everybody was like, that's good. Okay. Next. So, next thing you know, Cardamom is on the phone with Amy. And she's like, oh, you're out front. I'll come find you. I'll
she's
come get
instigating.
You.
She's instigating.
So she goes, and because our salon's kind of like, it's almost like a little speakeasy salon. It's a little hidden, you know? Sometimes it's
nice
hard to
like
find.
That.
It is good to avoid Amy's.
Amy.
So she goes out, gets Amy, brings her in, and then, so I'm in the other room because the way, you know, the place is situated, it's like kind of like room by room, right? And then we got an open area. So Amy, Cardamom,
and Cardamom
brings her in here, and Beth and Raven are at the shampoo bowls. Okay, so she's like laying down, you know, getting stuff done, right?
Oh no.
And Amy comes in there and just plops down on the chairs and just starts having this emotional, you can tell that she's in an emotional place because when she came in, she had like raccoon pink eyes. Like,
what was she upset about though?
She was upset because I think that she thought that either she was going to tell one of the boys that she was messing with both of them, that Raven was going to tell one of the boys because she knew. So it's like, you gave her this information, Amy.
Amy is worried Raven was going to snitch on her.
I think that's what was happening.
For being a trifling hoe.
Or maybe she like hinted at it to one of the boys or like somehow got herself involved and like tried to pull herself out of it. So I don't know. But either way, if you are openly got this information.
Don't be upset when you get caught.
I'm saying. I'm like, you played the game bad. Okay? You played the game bad. I don't know.
You're already playing
Pick
a dangerous
one.
Game anyway.
You're a baby. You have plenty of time to date a bunch of people. I don't understand. You know? Ugh.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well,
so she.
Not enough.
I'm saying.
Sheesh. I don't know how people have the mental energy for more.
Boys
than
are
one.
A lot of responsibility.
God damn. I know.
Hmm. So I'm in the other room. Men. Yeah, I'm like, oh my God. So I'm in the
Men
other
too.
Room.
Can you imagine trying to date two women?
No.
Fuck that.
You guys think that's a dream? That's a nightmare. How are you going to keep up with all of that?
For real, just 2 Starbucks orders. Your brain is fried.
Ain't that the truth? That is so true.
Fried.
You're not going to remember anything about 2 people. Oh, I thought your favorite color was red. No, it's green.
You might as well just be a professional chess player if you're going to date 2 women.
You'd probably be good at it. Professional chess player. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Anyways, that's stupid.
So.
But yeah.
I'm in the other room. I hear her. She's like, you had no right to do that. Blah, blah, blah. She's being a little loud. So I'm like gearing up.
Yeah, I know. And your salon is about peace.
It is. My whole thing is peace. So I'm like, oh no. I'm
Look
technically the boss person in this situation. Like
I
the
was
person,
about to say, what
the
did
person
you do?
Who owns everything is she's gone on the weekend. I'm technically person in charge right now. So
I mean, not technically.
No, I was.
No, you are.
No, I would be also, too, because me and her, yeah, she probably would be like, okay, like, you know.
You need
just,
to
yeah, yeah, yeah. We're just opposite.
That.
I'm a little more aggressive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like.
Know you were getting hot, bro.
Dude, I was getting the tinglies. You know, like, when you get,
when
like,
about
you about to get
compete.
Anxious? Yeah, we're about
yeah.
to get, like, I literally felt that because I was like, oh, my God. Like, I'm running behind on my day from going back and forth, like, with these people.
I'm about to have to be confrontational.
And I'm about to have to confrontation with a teenager who does sugar, confectioner's sugar on her spare time weekends. Like, what if she's still on it? Like, what is that like to have to deal with that
Not
kind of person?
One,
and I can't physically do anything to this person. She's a child.
Well, if she were
you
to come
I mean?
At you, you could sit on
nervous.
Her. You could just sit
It'd
on her.
It'd be fine. I was way bigger than her. She was like all of like 120.
I'm like, you
She's
could literally just hug, like sit on her.
She don't know about this strength.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You wouldn't even have to dinner. You could
just bear hug her and pick her up and just literally walk her out the door.
Yes.
I don't know if you can do that legally, like people, sack but of potatoes we should find that
over
out.
Your shoulder.
Yeah, she ain't breaking this grip. She ain't breaking this grip. Mm-mm. So
you don't even it wouldn't even have to be dramatic. Literally just like.
So I got my client. I've already called one client and asked her to come in later. And then my last client came in. And I was like, can you know, I'm so sorry, but I'm just, today's been insane.
It's a lot.
Like, generally, this doesn't happen. She's like, don't worry. I'll go get a coffee. I'll come back. So I am feeling a little more peaceful on, like, my side of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But also, this is chaos.
Cardamom, and
I know. Cardamom. Bring this lady in here. So now I'm going over to the shampoo bowl area because I got my client. It was a curly cut, so I cut her hair dry, and now we're going to shampoo it. I'm going to style her, you know? So I'm going over there, and this client is literally, she's like the most low-key, just kind of happy, but also like a little oblivious type person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is great in this situation, because she had no idea there was like a somewhat of a hostile situation over here. So we come over to the shampoo bowls. There's three chairs, okay? And they're all relatively close together.
They're
like
elbow
you could
to elbow.
Yeah, you could bump the other person's arm. So Raven and Beth are in the far shampoo bowl, all the way deepest
to the
in.
Wall.
Somehow Cardamom has fit herself over here as well. And then Amy is like slathered herself over the middle chair into the other chair too. She's just flopped, I guess, emotionally and physically over the chair.
Oh my
and
God.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to take the far chair. And I was like, oh, hey, guys. You know, kind of like, but I was giving everybody weird looks like, who are you guys and why are y'all back here?
Yeah.
Like, but I already knew what was happening.
I'd have been like, hey, you need to get the fuck out of my salon.
Right. Well, but at the same time, I'm like, I have a client waiting in the waiting room. I've got one here that I got to, like, finish up. And
you
then my next one's going to be back soon.
You don't have an appointment here? Okay, well.
So she
I'm going to ask you to wait outside. There's a bench outside the door.
So she actually does move because I'm, like, making all kind. I'm, like, looking over.
Yeah,
and I'm just kind of like, who are, you know, like, who are these people? You know what I mean? So, which I feel like from an older person to a younger person could be really aggressive. Because, you know what I mean?
Maybe.
Just a little. Because I'm making eyeballs at you. You know what I mean? Like,
she's
hey.
A, like, conviction of sugar, though. She probably
dude, she might still have been on. Her eyes were so pink all around, dude. So they move out of that area. And then I look Beth dead in her face, and I'm like, are they still here? And I said it kind of loud on purpose. And I was like, who is that? You know? And I'm like, looking around the corner, and they're like still there, and I'm just kind of like, you know, and and then finally, because the door clicks when it shuts, so the door clicks. Her and Cardamom, like dip.
Amy
and Cardamom dip
okay,
off.
Cool.
So I'm like, okay, they're gone. Beth and Raven start bust out laughing because they're just like, and Raven's like, why did she come here? Why did she come here? I don't understand. I'm like, why did you tell her it was okay to come here? She's like, I didn't. She just showed up. I was like, you know who told her?
Cardamom.
Cardamom.
She's
Cardamom.
Instigating.
Bro, these youngins. So,
anyway, that was the end of it?
That's my story. But the moral of that story is Atlanta is crazy, and y'all got to stay off the confectioner's sugar so young because y'all can't even drive home sober. This is crazy out here. Y'all gotta calm it down.
Confectionate sugar is a lot.
That is a lot. That is a lot.
The freaking powdered sugar in this
peach. Bro, I'm not gonna lie. Until I moved up here, I thought that was for just like 40-year-olds and bars that just like their life was going nowhere and they
surprised.
Had nothing left.
I feel like a lot more people do that than you would think.
I'll be finding out surprises all the time.
I know.
It's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's like more recreational.
More regular than you think, but I'm scared.
All right. Well,
all right. Have a good day.
That's all.
That's it. See you on the next episode. Too honest, who we rob, truth bomb steady. Scrappy thing and joke slice like machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic nuggets cooking plates full so heavy.